This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, October 13th. God's word for you today is just come. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And it says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." Over the next few days, God is taking us on a journey of emotional metamorphosis. God wants you to have a transformation even in your emotional health. God wants you to have healing in your emotions and be emotionally healthy. Your emotional health is big with God. In our world today, there is a lot of pressure and a lot of emotional challenges. There is a lot of pressure on the workplace, pressure on the family, pressure on health, and pressure on the economic systems. And all these things take a toll on us emotionally. Everyone has emotional wounds. The truth is that these wounds can be hidden, but everyone has suffered emotional wounds at one time or the other. The question is, have you been healed? If you have not, then the question to you is, will you be made whole? Like physical wounds, emotional wounds can heal quickly or slowly, depending on how strong or how weak the healing properties of the body are. Similarly, if you have emotional wounds, they can heal quickly and they can take years to heal. Regardless of the situation, God wants to heal you. You may be suffering alone and thinking that no one really understands the pain you're experiencing. God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, wants to heal you. Psalm 147 verse 3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds." God is in the business of healing the brokenhearted and bandaging their wounds. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus really wants to heal your emotional wounds. He says, "Just come to me." So what are the 5 steps I can take for me to be emotionally healthy regardless of the storms, regardless of the topsy-turvy nature of life, and regardless of what life throws at me? What are the 5 steps in God's word that if I take, I will be emotionally healthy? Are you ready? I want to encourage you to take note of these 5 steps. The first of the 5 steps for the emotional metamorphosis, emotional transformation, and healing is reveal my hurt. The truth is, you and I will never be emotionally healthy until we face our feelings head on. If we keep hiding how we feel, emotional healing is not going to happen. So, to be emotionally healthy and to experience transformation in your emotions, you must reveal your hurt. You cannot cover it or hide it, my sister, my brother. You have to reveal it. You can't hide it. Let us pray. Father, as I journey with you to emotional health over the next few days, cause me to experience total healing and restoration in my emotional health. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.